following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Hello and welcome to Chiefs Blueprint. I'm your host, Pete Sweeney, joined once again by Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel. And man, do we have a good show for you tonight. It's a little bit of everything in this show, BJ. All training camp, we've been doing those player micings. Well, later on, we'll feature a wrap of the very best wires this preseason had to offer. In addition, I know you spoke with defensive lineman Mike DeVito, and we'll get to that interview. But first, let's talk about offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. Now, I know Andy Reid calls the plays for this team, but how important is Peterson for that offense?
I think all of the assistant coaches are important. I mean, all of them have a job to do, and Coach Reid trusts all of his assistants, and they've all been with him for a long time, Doug included. I mean, you look back, they've known each other for more than two decades. Doug's been in the NFL for 19 years, and more than half of that time, he's been with Andy Reid, whether it was as a player in Green Bay, whether as a player or a coach in Philadelphia, or their time together so far here in Kansas City. So whether it's game planning, game strategy, scheming, or the installations, you can trust that after almost two decades of knowing each other, that Andy trusts Doug and knows what to expect from him, and he knows how important he is to the overall success of the offense, as well as all of the assistant coaches, and not just Doug. So it's truly a team effort.
The two, of course, going into their third year together in Kansas City. Well, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holdus, just recently had the opportunity to speak with Peterson. Here's that interview.
Doug, there's some real excitement about this offense. How would you characterize the 2015 offense compared to your first 2 years here?
Well, the biggest thing is going into year three, guys are understanding our system, and we have that identity, I think, in year three. First couple of years, we were kind of trying to figure some things out. Who are we? Are we going to run the ball? Are we going to throw the ball? Is there going to be that blend? But I think now that we have our quarterbacks established, our running backs established, they're familiar with our stuff, our tight end is healthy and playing, and we're a little more explosive, I think, on the perimeter this year going forward. Jeremy brings a great explosiveness there with the passing game. Albert's going into his second year, played some at the end of the year, gives us a little more depth at that position. So, you know, we know who we are. We love the direction in which we're headed, and we just got to keep fighting, keep digging. That's why we play these games and get ready for that regular season game.
So seeing that, you've got a chance to get more people out, make some big plays. But that means you've got to protect. Where's that group at? Where does it need to be when you start against Houston?
You know, we're still in that trial phase where we're trying to find the best five. And at the end of the day, the best five are going to play. And, you know, we've seen some one-on-one battles in there. I think, as you and I know, everything starts with that offensive line. And you can't throw or run the football without that group. So, you know, we'll find the best five, get those guys to gel and gel quickly, and get ready for Houston.
Okay, I want to ask you about the tight end position. Last year, the three tight end thing, necessity, the mother of invention. What about your tight end position and where it's at right now?
Well, obviously comfortable with Travis and what he's done. And you know, he had a great season last year, and he's having a good preseason this year. And then you go out and get James O'Shaughnessy, and an athletic guy, again, a guy we're asking a lot of at that position. And right now he's learning the what we call our Y position, or our true tight end spot. And right now we got five good guys, and really we're looking for those three guys. You throw Demetrius in there, a healthy Demetrius Harris. Now you've got good competition, and it makes that group better. As you saw earlier in the season last year with the three tight end package, really became a very universal group for us. And again, guys that can run block, and can run routes, that becomes a weapon for you offensively.
Another place is the running back spot. You've got some guys there, but I think of Charkhandrick West, kid at Abilene Christian. But what about his progress and how he's related and complements a Nile Davis and a Jamal Charles?
You know, and that starts with I think Eric Bieniemy in there. I mean, he does a great job of teaching those guys that position. And then, of course, he's sitting behind a great running back in Jamal, and then a powerful type guy in Nile Davis. And Charkhandrick is more that slippery, quick, maybe doesn't have the long speed guy, but can make guys miss in the box. And then, you know, he can make a 20, 25, 30-yard run. And he's also done a great job out of the backfield catching the ball. I think that's one of his strengths this year going forward, is he worked on that in the offseason. And, and he brings us a little more of that elusiveness. You know, you got Jamal, we know exactly what he is. You kind of know what Nile is. He might be your between the tackles type runner. And this guy now kind of fits a little bit of both. He's a downhill runner, but yet he's shifty enough to slip and find lanes. He's done a great job, and it gives us a little more depth at that position.
Final question. It deals with the two-minute offense. What about improving there, whether you need a 3 or a 7, and making that happen?
Yeah, you know, and it's something that Coach Reed allows us to do in practice here and do it quite often. And we do a lot of hurry-up anyway during the course of practice on normal downs and distances. It's not like we just save it for the two-minute situation. So it's something that we practice on a daily basis. And if you don't practice it, you probably don't see a touchdown, especially that last play where it's something we do work on and, you know, put our guys in that position to make that play.
You know, BJ, we've talked about it many times. That two-minute offense can determine many close games and ultimately could mean the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. So I think it's a good thing that Peterson really cares about that this year.
It is, and it's interesting that Mitch brought that up because that's something that Mitch talks about all the time. And the Chiefs didn't do that well in the two-minute situations last year. They had just 6 points, so you want chunk plays in that situation. You got to get the ball down the field quickly to try to get yourself into a scoring position. But I think having wide receiver Jeremy Maclin this year is going to make a huge difference because of the trust that he and Alex have already developed in such a short time together. You talk to these guys, they're really on the same page, and Jeremy's used to making big catches in big situations, and that's what you're looking for in the two-minute offense. So I really feel like that's going to be an area that the team improves upon, and hear Doug talk about it right there. I really feel like this is going to be a good thing.
Up to this point in training camp, would you say that Peterson sort of knows who he's going to rely on this year by now?
I don't think so, and I think that's a good thing. You know, John Dorsey and his staff have done a phenomenal job bringing in depth and creating competition at a lot of different spots on this roster, and I think that the more difficult their decisions are, the better off the team is going to be. You don't want these decisions to be easy right now. I think it'd be a problem if the decisions were easy. So I think they've really positioned themselves to be as competitive as they can throughout the preseason, make some tough decisions, and that means the team is going to be that much better once we have that final 53-man roster.
We've seen some battles. Should be interesting to see how they kind of shake out. Coming up, as promised, BJ sits down for an exclusive interview with Mike DeVito, and later on, the very best of Wired. Stay tuned.
There we go. Good move. Got him. Here we go, baby.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. BJ, I think by now every Chiefs fan remembers Mike DeVito's story from last year. He came into the season in very good shape and then went down in that first game against the Titans.
And after he went on IR, a lot's talked about the production that was missed for him out on the field, but DeVito just has a way about him that people are drawn to him with his natural leadership abilities. Anyone who spent any time around him can sense it.
Right, and I'm sure you could sense that in that interview with him. Let's take a look.
Here we go. Good move. Got him.
Oh. Hi, Mike. Been at training camp. What's it been like so far?
It's been great. You know, I got to admit, I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know what it was going to be like coming off the Achilles injury. OTAs felt great. Workouts felt great. But until you put the pads on, you really never know what it's going to be like. And I felt better than I've ever felt. So it's been great. It's great to be around the guys again in pads, having fun.
Put some guacamole on it.
Training camp's always difficult, but you don't know how quick it can get taken away from you. And so I have a totally new perspective being out there. And a lot of times you think about camp and how difficult it is, and it can easy to get into a funk. But when you recognize, man, that the only thing worse than being at training camp is not being at training camp, it makes it so much grateful to be out there.
Here we go, baby.
Go, let's go. Hey, one day at a time, baby.
There's a lot of really nice guys on the team, a lot of very approachable guys. You're one of the most approachable guys on this team.
Is it cold out here today?
Out here? No.
I'm kidding.
But when I see you out on the field, it's a different guy. Where does the switch flip for you? Because when you get out there, it's not the same approachable guy that we see off the field.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta turn it on when you're out there. You know what I mean? And it's more fun to play like that. If you go out there and try to play nice, you're not going to play at a high level. But you're right, and that's why I'm so impressed with this team. A lot of times you you have really talented players, but a lot of egos. And on this team, you really have an incredible amount of talent and incredible amount of selflessness. You go out on that field, if you're just playing for yourself, that's one thing. But when you go out there and you're going to battle with your guys to the left and to the right, and you care about playing not just for yourself and for your own name, but for the team and for the guys around you, you're going to play that much harder.
Let's have fun, baby. How'd it look, Bob?
Spent a lot of time with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, your time in New York and then obviously here in Kansas City. What do you like about playing in his system?
Gosh, Bob is one of the smartest guys I've ever been around. I just would like to spend one day in his mind and see how he sees the game of football, because it's really amazing to listen to him coach. So a guy I have a ton of respect for. And again, a guy I'd go out there and battle for day in and day out.
Somebody who likes to be physical along the defensive line. Those teams look at last year and see, you know, some teams found success running the ball against the Chiefs. How do you feel going up this year against a team that says, hey, we're going to try to run the ball again? That's got to fit right into where you
want to do. Exactly. I mean, this defense is ready for anything. The one thing, you got DJ back there. I mean, when you see him run around at practice, it's incredible. I mean, you see the type of player that he is.
It feels good to have a defensive line just going, bro.
We got Bailey, Jay Howard playing at an incredible high level. These guys are doing so well. I think we can be an incredible defense. You know what I mean? But, you know, we have the roster. We have it on paper. We got the guys, so now we just got to go out there and do it.
Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
This is what we need. This is what we need. Some energy. I'm 5'6". Let's go.
That boy's strong.
Yeah, he is.
Strong.
55 on the roster, number one in your heart.
I like that.
Here we go.
Hungry. Gotta eat.
Pedal to the metal every time.
This is what we need. Some energy. I'm 5'6". Let's go. This is what we need. Some energy. Huh?
Welcome back to the show. BJ, this Wired series, I think, is one of the coolest things we do. This offseason, fans were afforded the opportunity to go inside the heads of some of their favorite Chiefs, guys like DJ and Albert Wilson, even at one point, head coach Andy Reid.
Pete, I feel like it's our job to bring fans closer to this team with behind-the-scenes access that you can't find anywhere else. And this series does that as well as anything else that we do. You get a glimpse into those personalities, like you talked about, of the coaches and different players, which is a great thing because these guys have plenty of personality.
There's no doubting that. Well, here we go. It's the very best of Training Camp Wired.
Let's go. Hey, make it work now. Let's work. Let's get some water, because we need jet fuel in, baby, today. If we're going to keep getting better, we need some jet fuel in. All right. Here we go, baby. Here we go.
He's so strong.
I'm gonna beat Kelly up for making you run.
Put some guacamole on it. Put some spice on it, group.
You know that old saying, duck it's a goose?
Yeah.
5'5", number 55 on the roster, number one in your heart.
I like that.
Just one of those days when I want to be all alone and I'm angry inside. Oh, man.
Don't get sophisticated, don't me. Don't get sophisticated.
Bring the car first.
Is it cold out here today?
Out here? No.
Kidding.
You look like Eddie Kane. Look, baby. Look. I got...
50, how you do? How you get this one? How you do this one?
Ahead.
I can do that all day.
Yeah.
It's when the hips start going.
Hey, we're gonna be so tired today. We're gonna be so tired, bro. With these tacks on, boy. I forgot. We don't get tired. We don't get tired.
Too much hips, I don't know. You pull the foot up. Let me see it again, Joe. I can't walk.
This is when we need some energy. I'm 5'6", let's go. This is when we need some energy, huh? Huh? Know where you're at, right here.
I can do the hand, but the second you start moving around, then the hand gets messed up.
Man, that was easy. Woo! That was easy. Huh? That's what you do.
Chief's Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you.
Thanks for joining us on the show. So BJ, now with two games in the books, the attention really shifts to that third game against the Titans, and that's usually a dress rehearsal for teams heading into the season.
It's another opportunity to evaluate the young guys, and it's typically the games in which the ones will see the most action. Coach will want to see execution. That's what we hear from him all the time. But the first round of cuts will actually take place after this game as well, so there's a lot riding on the game, not just for the starters and for them to feel good about everything going into the regular season, but for those crucial backup spots and those special team spots as well.
So this will be definitely the preseason game with the most intensity, I think, no doubt. Remember, to stay up on all things Chiefs, make sure you're heading over to Chiefs.com for articles, features, and the very latest updates. You can follow BJ on Twitter at Chiefs Reporter and me at PG Sween. And for all the breaking news, head over to our official Twitter at Chiefs. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. Thank you for joining us on Chiefs Blueprint. We'll see you next week.